On September 28th and 29th of 2003, Hurricane Juan hit Nova Scotia. Halifax, Nova Scotia took a direct hit from this Category 1 hurricane with 80-mile-per-hour winds. At Hurricane City and the Weather Audio Broadcast Network, we did a live broadcast the evening that the hurricane was making landfall. Throughout the night, the hurricane battered Nova Scotia and Halifax, and the following day we recorded some radio from the CBC Halifax station as callers were calling in damage reports.
Our big apple tree, that's probably like 70 feet, it fell on our next door neighbor's home.
Oh my.
And there's probably about 6 people there with chainsaws right now.
I can hear them.
Cutting it down, can you? Yeah, and the siding and our shingles from our roof had torn off.
Now, I trust your neighbors avoided any injury when the tree fell on their home?
They avoided all injuries, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very huge hole in our lawn now from the tree.
And was it laden with apples?
Yes, it was. There was apples everywhere.
Do you want out picking them? Or?
No, I have a lot more things to worry about than apples right now.
Such as?
Such as a whole bunch of branches and leaves. They're everywhere.
So has your cleanup already begun?
Yes, actually.
Now, how about your neighbors?
Well, we're kind of all in it together. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're all pretty close here, but we have about 3 people are in the neighborhood. Like, there's sheds on our road that don't even belong in that certain spot, and there's all kinds of garbage everywhere, actually. We're right off Main Street here, Brigadoon,
yes.
In Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Akerley campus, the roof came off at Akerley.
Part of the community college?
Yes.
Do you know which section of the roof?
It's by the YMCA.
I see.
It's on, like, the right-hand side of the community college,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah.
That's on that high point of land in Dartmouth.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello.
And you have a Hurricane Juan story.
Yeah, I live in a house that's built from 1860, and now I know why it's still standing. Well, the house was shaking, and flying things were hitting it, and even the support walls in the middle of the house were shaking.
Yes.
I was on the floor between the doorway. I figured better to have books fall on me than bits of glass.
True.
And I was on the phone with a friend from Toronto, and he was actually following it on the internet, and at first he didn't believe me. Funny, none of my people in Ontario believe me until they check the internet how big it was. And I made it, and I'm so thankful. And I'm not complaining, I have no power. I have a candle holder with holes in it, and I put candle in it. I put my little percolator on top with half full of water. Half an hour, I got tea. A neighbor lost the roof of the house. All the neighbors around there are helping out. I took over... Hello?
Hello, yes.
I took over some buckets, but I didn't stay because they had lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
The water was just gushing in. A friend of mine, she thinks her car is totaled. She's not sure. She can see the tree that landed on it, but not the car. And that's on, Victoria Road, near the graveyard.
Well, look, thank you very much for calling in with that report from your neighborhood. Thank you. Here's CBC News for Nova Scotia. I'm Dan Page. Hurricane Juan has left a scar on parts of the East Coast, leaving its biggest mark on Halifax, and the Nova Scotia government says the cleanup will take time. Meanwhile, Nova Scotia power crews continue to try to restore service to thousands of people after Hurricane Juan. The Halifax area and northern Nova Scotia were hardest hit. Spokeswoman Margaret Murphy says they are concerned about safety, and she says people should stay away from downed wires.
People are out treating this a little bit as a sightseeing event. That has us very concerned. Already our crews are stopping people and counseling them to stay away from downed wires, to leave the cleanup to the professionals. There's a real safety hazard out there today, and if we can warn people to stay away from downed wires, we may save a life here today, because this is a very urgent situation in parts of Nova Scotia.
Murphy says parts of the province will see power restored today, but she says it could be a day. days before service is back to normal in several damaged areas. And Hurricane Juan left some spectacular destruction in downtown Halifax. Reporter Lisa Roberts joined thousands of others surveying the damage.
The force of last night's winds is evident in downtown Halifax. Barrington Street is littered with roofing material. Firefighters have blocked off a section of it in front of the Grand Parade, where four stories of scaffolding covering a historic building are no longer standing straight. On Water Street, O'Kell's Pub is missing several windows. Next door, the building that houses Sweet Basil Bistro is missing most of its roof. There are a lot of people out to take a look. At Tim Hortons on Barrington Street, a lineup for coffee, the only thing they're selling, stretches out to the sidewalk. But most people are headed for the waterfront. Large sections of the boardwalk itself are damaged, but that hasn't kept away thousands of people, many with cameras in hand. Rob Carruthers is visiting Halifax from Nanaimo, BC.
We were walking along the waterfront yesterday, just having a nice time, and now we're surveying what's left of it. There was a nice boat that we took, a nice sailing ship that we took a picture of yesterday, and now it's underwater.
My name's Mike LeBrec, and I'm Director of Real Property Asset Management. I really have three points of discussion, one pertaining first off to the parks. We've closed the balance of the parks. There's some 600 parks in HRM, including the public gardens, and many of them sustained a considerable amount of damage, and some of which the damage hasn't been fully assessed up to this point. So we're advising everyone to remain, to stay clear of the parks and to not make use of them until such time that some of the cleanup has been done and we better assess that situation. With respect to the Halifax Ferry Terminal, which I think probably in all of our buildings are HRM-owned or properties under management, sustained probably the most damage. We don't believe at this point that it's structural, in a sense that we hope that at this point we're going to be able to resume operations tomorrow. Subject to obviously availability of power. Our effort over the next 3 or 4 days is going to be in large part clearing the roads and the debris from the roads. We've made a significant amount of headway today, moving a lot of the debris out, but it will probably take us 3 to 4 more days to get to a point where all of the secondary and local streets will be clear of brush and debris, and a further couple of weeks before the mess is completely cleaned up. This is a significant event, one unlike the region has seen in a likely 70 or 80 years, I suspect.
This pressing problem for the Coast Guard has now been solved. A rail car that carries propane was found floating in Bedford Basin. Officials say it only contains residue and has now been tied up on the Dartmouth side of the basin. In addition, David Jennings says the Regional Operations Center has been receiving many calls about pollution caused by the storm. Water has flowed over the protective dike that surrounds oil tanks at a refinery in Dartmouth, spilling some contaminants, and transformer oil has been spilled in numerous locations.
There's reports of transformer oil everywhere. As you know, many transformers have been knocked out by lines shortening and trees coming across them, etc. So that's another major situation dealing with response to oil spills.
Jennings says the Coast Guard ships are all safe, but the basin Dartmouth was swamped during the storm last night. Workers are cleaning up heavy water damage in some buildings, and some wharves at the base were also damaged.